Triple M. It is Malloy all around Australia. We're streaming free on the Listener app as well with Denise Scott in studio here on Malloy.
Why would you ask your husband to come in and sit in the studio and watch us? And what's he doing? Parked out the front?
Yes, he's parked out the front. He'd be doing a little bit of work on his computer.
Right. Would he be listening to this right now?
He'd be listening.
Is he a smooth FM man?
He reveres you, Mick.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you have good taste in men. Is what I'd like to say. Hey, quickly, you mentioned before we got into that song that your favourite event and the one you've been watching of the Olympics is surfing.
Surfing,
please.
First time in the Olympics.
Yeah, great to see it too,
and
by the way.
Owen Wright, Aussie.
Bronze.
Won the bronze, but it was his celebration of winning a bronze.
Okay.
It was ecstatic. He was out of the water. He was punching the air.
Yep.
And then all these teammates, you know, Stephanie Gilmore, the whole team, gather around him and they have a dance-off on the beach. And this is a bronze medal.
Yeah.
You know, you watch the men's gymnastics final.
Sure.
The Japanese, the Chinese, the Russians, not a grin. Not a grin, not a movement,
lighten
not a flicker.
A
and there's Owen. And it took, because I would have loved to have been a surfer, done surfing. And I was into ocean swimming.
Would you be a goofy foot or would you be normal? What would you be?
What do you mean goofy foot? That sounds weirdly sexual. Is it?
Which is the way you stand on the board? Whether you put your right foot forward or your left foot forward?
I never got that far. Never
would
got on a board.
Would you like to hang 10?
I'd love to hang 10.
Yeah.
I'd love to hang 10. I'd love to hang stuff on you. Does that make sense?
Not really.
No.
We get your vibe.
Yeah,
so longboard or shortboard?
Yeah.
A longboard or short board,
okay.
Like Owen.
Right.
It's that body. Anyway, I wouldn't know a thing.
Yeah.
But it takes me back, Mick.
Offshore? You'd like an offshore board.
Yeah. Oh, could I please tell an interesting story? Gosh. Maybe this isn't even. Oh, now I'm starting to doubt myself.
Come on.
All right. It's just that I wanted to spend a lot more time in the ocean than I have, and I wanted to start surfing. But when I was like 20, went to Portsea Beach, Prime Minister, Harold Holt, disappeared, same beach.
Shepherd Beach. Yeah.
And I was there with a group of uni friends, including my then boyfriend, not John, who's waiting out in front in the car.
He's probably listening to another channel.
And so I'm there with my then boyfriend. I've gone in for a swim. My boyfriend stayed on shore, gone in for a swim with my friends, and I feel myself being pulled out, by the rip. All my friends don't get, it's just me. And they're sort of standing looking at me and I'm kind of getting further and further out to sea. And then I got pulled under. I had waist length hair at the time.
Yep.
And I got pulled under and I'm swimming like around and around under the water in a whirlpool, my hair out front. I'm not on drugs, I swear. I'm in the I was in a washing machine.
Okay.
Around and around and around. I'm drowning.
Okay.
And I gave into it. This is the thing. I remember thinking, I'm drowning.
I'm going.
Let it go. I was happy in a swim. And then.
This is
a big story. I got pulled out of the water by a man who looked very like Owen Wright, except this was a long time ago. Surfer, lifesaver, pulled out, dragged back into shore, lying on the beach. My friends gathered around. Thank God she's here. Where's my boyfriend? Where do you think he might be? Where do you think he might be? He's up the beach a bit further chatting to another lady. Miss the whole thing.
Death defying.
Can I put it to you?
Did that have anything to do with the Olympics? Did I make it segue
why
at all?
You liked Owen.
Yes.
What's his name?
He reminded me
the guy
of the
saved your life.
Exactly, Mick. Thank you for bringing it all together for me.
You said it was the same beach as Harold Holt. Do you think your boyfriend took you there knowingly and then waited on the beach going, no, you go. No need to swim between the flags, Denise. You just knock yourself out.
Gee, Mick, maybe you've got something there.
Maybe
and maybe
I
the
do.
Fact that I was wearing a pair of woolen bathers at the time. You know, they weighed. I did have a pair of woolen bathers.
Hang on. The woolen bathers, the issue with woolen bathers, they could get a bit saggy.
Yeah.
It's not a great look.
Quite heavy.
It's not
a bit round the crutch. I told you I knitted myself a pair of bathers.
No.
When I was 15. Yes, I did.
Okay.
And when I came out of the pool, they looked beautiful when I went in, when I came out. Crutch. Down to my knees. Handy for the prolapse.
Jeez Louise.
You weren't ready for that.
There's nothing wrong with me.
John, I hope you're not listening. John, please, change channels now. Smooth FM, John. Stop.
I'm bringing some femininity to this show.
Well, you are indeed. I'm going to ask you to hang around because we're going to talk with you some more.
Yes.
We want to talk about Studio 10,
yes.
2000
yes. milestone.
And I want to ask you, I'm a bit dubious about it now, but what you stick in your bra? Hang about.
All right. Denise Scott. Dave O'Neill coming up a little later on the show. We're joined in studio by Denise Scott right now, Malloy.
Denise, we were talking during the week and this just blew up. Sometimes you can't tell where the audience are going.
Mm-hmm.
And we're telling a story about a woman who kept something in her bra.
Yeah.
And our phones lit up with women callers
yes.
who keep all manner of items from credit cards
keys.
To stray notes mm-hmm. to house keys, cigarette lighters
yes.
in their bra. And I was fascinated by the response.
Had no idea.
I've been straw polling around the office. Everyone's done it at some stage. Have you ever used your buzzies as a kind of wallet?
Well, this is...
Hello, John, if you listen.
Yes. Well, this is an interesting question because I have indeed, and when you're 50 and if you're still alive when you're 60, the government send you the jar that you poo in.
The rectal test. Yep.
The bowel screening.
Yep. That's a big day.
You poo
I
into
my
a jar. Well, it is. It's exciting times.
Yes.
Well, so Judith Lucy and I did a show, and so as a prop, I had the poo kit jar, and right. I don't have any pockets or anything.
Right.
So I kept that in my cleavage.
Ooh.
So, in the bra, so I have
wow.
a poo. It's like a test tube
yes,
if
yes,
you need
right.
a visual.
I'm aware.
So, obviously, it's not got the poo in it. This is just a replica gotcha. Jar.
Mm-hmm.
And,
not yet, anyway.
But the fascinating thing. The fascinating thing. I don't know why I keep putting my finger
you're
down my
it.
Cleavage.
You're miming it at the same time.
to,
and I can't stop
to make sure
at
you
you're
know.
Really distracting, Denise.
You know
stop
where
doing
I
it.
Mean. But the one time I came home, because I use it as my own, one and only prop in stand-up gigs, and I came home, you know, got undressed, got into bed. Of course, I'd taken off the bra, I put on a T-shirt, woke up the next morning and John said, what's that? And the poo kit jar was still there.
Hi, honey, we
in
need
place
to have a talk.
Between my breasts. Anyway,
wow.
God, we had fun at home, John and I.
And did he use it? He would have used that, and then you could have popped it back, and you could have run it straight down the
in the envelope.
That's it.
Straight down to the Stop. Hospital. Mm. Now, Denise.
Yes.
There are many watershed moments in Australian TV. That
yes,
you,
there
you
are.
Can think of. But one is coming up. Studio 10 is celebrating 2,000 episodes this week.
I know. Can you believe it? 2,000 shows.
How many of those have you been present for?
Well, I don't know. But I did a couple of years.
You did?
I did a couple of years of that show. But only every second. I've drifted apart because this show is filmed, of course, taped, whatever you say.
Broadcast.
That's the word, Dave. Yeah, you're there for a reason.
Thank you, Denise.
Broadcast from Sydney.
Yes.
And okay. I'm in Melbourne. So right. The travel got to me.
It's a big occasion. Will you be part of the 2000th episode
well,
celebration?
This is the thing. Well, I was going to be flown to Sydney. There was parties. That, and of course,
a lot,
because
COVID.
Of it. Yeah, thanks a lot. So I am going to be on my Pat Malone on the project desk in Melbourne. Chatting to the rest. Well, actually,
down the
I'm
line,
not.
So.
I'm taking John with me.
Oh, cool.
Right,
he's
right. Leaving him in the car park, or is he actually?
He's allowed in.
He's allowed in.
Because during lockdown, the big lockdown in Melbourne, when I was on Studio 10, he one morning walked past me
right.
playing a trombone. Like, as I said, does a bit of a Dean yes. Boxall. He likes attention. And I was on Zoom. He walked past.
Yes.
Well, the audience, Studio 10 audience, loved him.
Oh, nice.
So from then on, he upped it. He started playing ukulele.
He's milked it.
He would do things like come in, I'd be Zooming, and he'd be giving me a kiss on the cheek. You can imagine.
Yeah.
So I became...
Pulling test tubes out of your bra.
So tomorrow he is going to be, brace yourselves, because it will be up against Olympics.
Who,
on TV.
Olympic gold.
Whatever.
I'm giving you a heads up. John will be demonstrating how to make juggling balls. And I think
Bang.
That, yeah, That's you don't
had
see
me
that.
Juggling.
You don't see that on.
Is this
TV
in balloons?
Enough.
And you put rice in the balloons, and then you.
Oh, all right, smart.
Don't give it away.
Oh, big fun. Oh,
spoiler alert! Jesus, Dave, what a dick.
Sorry, Denise.
Apologies, Denise. Yeah. That's terrible. Can I ask? Will everyone be on deck? Because you guys, how do I put this? Hate each other.
What like, do you mean?
There's
hate
a lot
each
of trouble.
Other.
There's been a lot of trouble
I do
on the
not
set.
Is that right?
Well,
no,
has.
No. There's been loads
there
of
has
tensions.
Been trouble.
People have been chucking Brussels sprouts at each other. Will there be a Brussels sprout fight tomorrow?
Well, this is what I thought.
Will that,
you
be,
know,
in the, will that be in the clips package?
Wouldn't that be great? I love that Brussels sprout. If you don't know what we're talking about, you must Google it. It's one of the greatest.
Someone threw
TV
a Brussels sprout
drama.
At Ida Buttrose.
That's right.
Which is an Australian.
Was it Ding Dong? I can't remember.
Ding Dong.
It was indeed Ding Dong.
Ding Dong from Brussels sprout. If that's not in the clip package, I'll go bonkers.
It'll be very disappointing. Disappointing. But I don't know. I don't know. I'll take some Brussels sprouts and just throw them in an empty studio for the project.
Well, a kumquat. Take a kumquat. Just in case.
What did you call it? A kumquat.
A kumquat. Don't tell me about fruits.
How dare you?
So what? I'm fascinated. What is going to be in the highlights package? Yeah. Seriously, 2,000 shows. You're going
That's
to struggle.
Amazing.
I don't.
You're going to struggle to put together 3 minutes of highlights.
Well, I tell you what. My highlight
was doing reporting
from Royal Melbourne Show.
Yes.
This must have been 2 years ago because it didn't happen last year. And sadly, I don't think it's happening this year. Nice anyway, one. That's another thing.
Yeah.
But I absolutely full on passed a llama. And because I had to go into the llama ring, you know, not the llama ring, the llama.
Jesus, you've sat on that for a long time. Why is this the first time I'm ever hearing about you passing a llama?
I don't know.
It just goes on in your world.
I know.
John, change channels quickly.
But if we just had a thing going. Like the llama really liked me.
Is that the spitting llamas? Because they go,
they can.
I know.
Trust
it
me,
just
you'll come
came
up second
in
best in that
for episode. A kiss, but I and I thought, well, get what you can and take it where you can.
Game on! I'm good to go.
So surely that'll be in the highlights package.
Denise Scott, we can't wait. Catch Denise on Studio 10 tomorrow. Thank you for swinging by, John. Bring the car around. She's ready to go.
Well done, Denise. Denise Scott there, Studio 10 tomorrow, the 2000th episode. All right, this is Malloy. Is it really news? Right after Stereophonics.